There's no question that our circle of influence is strongest right here at home. And the things that we do here at home become really important to that overall goal of building a better, stronger America, because the best way to do that is one strong community, one strong state at a time. Joining me by phone right now is Representative Ben Furman. Representative, I know it's such a busy time with you. You're right in the middle of everything. Thank you for taking some time to chat with us.
Absolutely. I've been looking forward to this.
All right, Representative, what I'd love to start with is the mood. What is the energy like with this session?
Well, I don't have any previous sessions to compare it to, but I can say that I've been impressed at how excited everybody feels about things. There's a sense of urgency around here to get a lot of things done. Everybody has different ideas, and I really feel like we've hit the ground running. Even a lot of the freshman legislators that I've been communicating with and making friends with, almost everybody has a bill that's coming through drafting through the LSO's office that they're getting ready to move on. And so I feel like we're here to work, and that's kind of the atmosphere that I'm feeling.
And speaking of work, you worked hard to get elected, to get into this position, and this is your first experience right there with the legislative session, as you mentioned. Is it everything you expected it would be?
It is an experience, that is for sure. There's some things that have surprised me, and there's some things that I expected. I'm learning every day, and one thing that I found that is amazing is how kind everybody really is. And we can differ on policy issues and politics, but people are just genuinely kind. And that didn't surprise me, but I wasn't really expecting that as much. Even some of the legislators that I thought I would never work with because we're on complete opposites, you know, of the political spectrum, we'll find an issue that we can come together on already, and I'm seeing that. So it's an interesting experience. The days feel like weeks, the weeks feel like months, and we just keep going, and it's a lot of fun.
I love that you brought up that character trait of kindness. I continue to say, Representative, that I don't believe kindness gets enough respect, because think about it, sometimes people view kindness as a weakness, but nothing could be further from the truth. And you're absolutely right. In that political arena, things get heated, people are passionate. You wouldn't always expect to see that kind of kindness. And I believe that speaks so highly of our state. And what an example that even if you're on opposite ends of the spectrum, you can come together and you can find that common ground. And that really is the magic ingredient.
Yes, it's a fascinating thing to go to another legislator who has a skill set in something, and you have an idea, an issue in the state that you'd like to make better, and you approach them and say, this is my idea. And they listen, they genuinely listen, and they ask you questions. And there's an effort amongst everybody here to try to make everything better. If you give them the chance. There are some legislators who have bills they've been pushing for, you know, more than one session, and they kind of feel like they're just going to go at it again, right? We're just going to take another bite. But when you have a new idea, it is fascinating to see how everybody here, I believe, is genuinely working hard to make everything as good as it possibly can be and cover all of the bases, you know, prepare for all the unintended consequences in order to make lives for the citizens of Idaho better.
And that's really, at the end of the day, what it is all about. So let's talk about some of the big items that are going to be coming up throughout this legislative session.
Okay.
So, Representative, there are so many, but one that I am fairly certain is going to generate a lot of interest is school choice. What are you hearing about that so far?
I think there's a mixed bag of emotions on that issue. There's a lot of people here who want to pass school choice for what it is on the surface, right? Giving parents more options to educate their children. And there's a lot of people here who are not in favor of that because they're afraid of what that will do to the public school system. And we haven't seen any serious bills yet on the school choice. There was one bill that was introduced, House Bill Number 1. It's what's called a personal bill. And so it doesn't go through committee. It doesn't get an RS or a routing slip. It doesn't get a bill number. It gets a bill number, but it's more of a it's a personal bill, and it will go nowhere. But that got everybody kind of stirred up at how far some people want to take school choice. And there's issues with the Blaine Amendment. There's, you know, debates about whether that is something that would keep a school choice bill out or not. And one of the ways that those in favor of school choice are getting around that is through a tax credit. So we expect to see a bill that's going to give money back to parents for expenses they spend on, you know, private school tuition, expenses in travel, books and tutoring and different various things of that sort. And I think a lot of people right now are very cautious about what any of it is going to be. And the conversations we're having, most of people's opinions are very high level from what I can gather because we haven't seen the bill. We've heard about it. We kind of know from, you know, previous sessions of what it might look like, but we haven't seen it yet. So there's a lot of education going on about why school choice is so important and why it helps with, you know, students and their overall education. And we're getting the other side of why school choice doesn't work and why it's going to, you know, blow up the budget and why it's, you know, bad. And so I think a lot of legislators right now are keeping an open mind and listening and simply being cautious since we don't really have a bill yet that we can dive into.
Well, I think you're exactly right. This is an issue already. I mean, like you said, we don't even have the legislation, but we're hearing a lot of those debates, a lot of those conversations. It's kind of one of those water cooler chat kind of issues where people will just start talking about this. And the one thing that is evidently clear is it's a very emotional issue. People are very passionate on both sides of this. So I agree with you. Until we see what that legislation really entails, it's hard to really know what direction it might go.
That's true. I think the governor's State of the State address gave us the best roadmap that we have thus far of what he would be willing to sign. And I don't know for sure, but my speculation is one of the holdups with the bills and why we haven't seen anything yet is because of the governor's emphasis on accountability and what that looks like. Those who are in favor of the choice bills want to say that accountability lies with the parents. If the parents pull their child out of the public school to enroll them in a private school, that's the ultimate accountability. But others on the other side will say, well, hang on, because that's accountability in the opinion and the desire of the parent, but not in the education of the child.
Right.
And so how do you hold the private schools to the same level of accountability of teaching the child to the standards that we expect a public school to teach that child to? And I think that that's part of the problem is trying to find a bill that the governor will sign based on what he laid out pretty clearly in his State of State address. And I personally, I don't know, but I personally believe that's why we haven't seen anything yet.
That makes a lot of sense. Representative Ben Furman, thanks for taking time.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.